We'll now get our, we'll call this meeting to order at 6:30 on September 7th, 2022. Brad, you're here. We'll just go ahead and get yours going so you don't have to wait around tonight. Come on up.
Okay, well, I'm Brad Knight. I don't know if I met most of you, but I'm developing some property down here on 2000 South and 3000 West, where the road heads to the airport. So I got 60 acres there east of the airport road. I brought in some drawings to fix them. I don't know where
they're right here.
Oh, they're right there. Cable's finishing up the engineering on it.
So are you just on the airport access? You're just west of it?
Yes, west. Sorry, I did say
west. I was trying to think east of the access.
Yeah,
we put it as well. I was going to say that was all Hyder. Wasn't he east of that?
Yeah.
And so you're going to do phase one here, 12 lots.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on, I guess, as things progress?
So what I would like to do, what I'm shooting for, I mean, I'm still waiting on some more engineering and some more surveyors and see how it all shakes out with Roosevelt City, what they're going to enforce. What I would like to do is this year get my water, get my sewer put in, and the road basically built. And then we'll pave up the sections before we start building the building.
So there's just as I turn to
yes, it will be in the city.
Yep.
So the city shows
Ms. Dixon sign up on this.
He went through up through there, and I guess there's an agreement that the city will not bring their water any farther than 3000 West.
Yeah, we got that all sorted through, thank goodness. And now we got a fair understanding on where each responsibility lies. So, what is this?
The board, trustee, right here, and I don't.
Well, we have a requirement that the manager gives us the thumbs up before the board approves.
Yep.
Right?
He went over it, and him and Brad went over it.
Did Dixon, is he coming tonight?
Of course, I know. Him and the engineers were here when I left.
So a couple questions. I see that you got your specifications in the back. Does that match ours, do you know?
Dixon was going to give me a list, but I told him to send it to Cable, and I never did see it.
That's right here. This is his, right.
But I will be getting my material from Mountain Land Supply, and he said that that's what you got to get all yours from Mountain Land, so... I think he wanted one of the hydrants changed, different brand than one.
Okay. How much do you have to estimate? These are all the industrial lots.
Mm-hmm.
Any volumes you're projecting?
Volumes of water?
Yeah.
So these all should be industrial buildings. There shouldn't be any water plants. There shouldn't be a chemical place. I mean, the sort of water would be very minimal.
Yeah. Usually ours is just a toilet and a sink.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure all of them will have a steam cleaner inside their shop or whatever, the steam cleaner trucks and wash, you know, but it ain't gonna be a car wash or something like that.
We have adequate water there. I mean, what do we got there? We got the 8-inch, I know. We'd be extending that 8-inch.
They were talking a couple of ways. I'm not sure what they're
talking. So as far as I know, we're going to tie that line back into there's a 4-inch line that runs to the airport.
Yeah.
So we'll tie into that, come up through the road, back down, and then there's an 8-inch line that we'll be tapping into.
I see. So we're on this backside here on the 2,000?
Yep.
Or 3,000?
3,000.
And then loop it with that, huh?
Yep. So when me and Dixon were first talking, I thought we was going to bring it back up and around. And then Cable said, well, we have plenty of plenty of flow, so let's just tie into that 4-inch line that's going through the airport.
So the cable meet with you and Dixie?
Yep. Well, I've been meeting with cable. So I just put the cable made of coffee and Dixie too, I don't know.
Cable. We should have our specifications from there.
You know, quite a bit of our system.
So cable should be familiar with what we... And there's nothing exorbitant in there, you know, with our stuff. I'm sure it lines up fairly good.
Well,
so you...
Yes. Dixon, I think he said that he's designed most of your water system. Anyone, but maybe not.
Yeah, it's like everything's in place here for what we asked for, so she's done a good job of that. Okay. I wish Dixon was here just because the only thing would be flow, but I don't see any issue on flow there.
I did talk to Dixon about that, and he seemed to think there wasn't going to be either. He was worried that it was a 3-inch line going to the airport, but then he seen that it was a 4-inch, and he confirmed that. He pulled up the book and said it was a 4-inch, so he didn't seem to.
So on this 60-acre site, you're only talking to developing how much right now?
12 lots. And then I'm just going to develop them as I go right now. And we already got one hooked up for that I ran the water line to. So that's really only going to be 11 more sites. And he's just building on building now, so on 10 acres instead of 5.
So what he's got here, too, it's hard to see, but these are a section that it's not extending into another. So this is going to be its own isolated water loop. It's not going to be a future extension, and there's no future extension here. So if
I'm assuming Kevin, Jessen, or whatever, people that are farther west of me, I guess they would just tie on a loop from your main 8-inch coming down.
Yeah, unless you grant a right-of-way across either lot 6 and 7 or split it. I don't see how they could get access to that line.
And I don't plan to. I mean, everybody wants free access once you develop it and put all the sewer, then they want to come in, but they don't want to help pay for any of it.
That's right.
Just
awesome. So Dixon's here, so we just make sure, because it is customary that we get the manager's approval before the board approves.
Okay.
And he's here, so if he gives us a sign of approval from his perspective, and the board shouldn't have an issue with it.
Sorry, I'm here, Brian. I'm going to talk to you.
Well, usually we'll throw it up on the
screen.
When do you plan on starting?
I would like to have the water, the sewer, and the road built. And part of it paid this year. This guy's wanting to be in this building by December, by the first of the year.
Which lot did he buy?
So 1 and 2. And I'm just putting, so I will own the building, he's just going to lease it from me.
So all your access to water, are you pulling these frontage ones off the main line, or are you going to use your system?
So that's actually, so what you guys set the meter already on that 6-inch line. So the 8-inch line comes down the road and crosses over onto my property. And then I don't know where it goes from there, but they have an access can that goes down in the ground. And so they actually set a meter there probably 2 weeks ago. And so we already ran the water line to the building.
Oh, you did say he bought a connection already. So about sub-lots 1 through 6, Dixon, where would they be pulling the water from?
Well, you got the possibility of pulling it from the 4-inch line on the east side of the road, and then coming and looping it to the 6-inch on the south side of Pole Line Road.
6-inch?
Yeah.
I thought we had 8 over here.
In the corner, we got an 8. So...
Is this a 6 running up and down 2000 south, the Pole Line Road?
Yeah.
I thought it went to an 8 2000.
Oh.
So We'll just wait until it's 6:00.
Here, let me get this up and I'll show you. So it starts, it's 6 inches west on the south side of that PRV. From the PRV east, it's 8 inch east.
Okay. So after it crosses the road, it goes to the airport, then it goes to 8 inch when it's headed east.
Yeah. So that's a choice. You can hook on we can either run a line from the 8 inch down the west side of 3000 west to where it goes in, or
the north side, or that's 2000 south, sorry, 3000 west.
Yeah, so what we would do is run.
So are you planning on running water line in the interior, right, on the road?
Yes, up the road. We'll do the cans, have the water up to each lot.
I guess my battery's dead.
With the fire hydrants up the road.
So according to the, if I remember right, as we developed down that road, as we headed west with that road, we were going to require that 8-inch to be, or that line to be installed 8-inch to keep fire flows.
Down
pole line to bring it on.
Yeah, well, we've also thought about extending that 12-inch. So there's 12-inch down at 4,000. So if we were to put in a section of 12-inch going on the north side of that road, that would fit in with our future plans. We don't have to go the whole way to the intersection right now, but we could hook that in, put in 12-inch. And
how far west would you run when you
to where you're
to come where I tie in?
Yeah, to where you come out.
It'd be 1,000 feet. That's a block.
Jason?
Yeah.
I haven't used this computer since it was redone. And I can't remember what our...
what the URL is?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can send it to you.
Send it to which account did you send that to?
Let's see. DJ, where did you review Lady Water?
Can you send it to, I haven't got this set up for that. Can you send it to jwdh20@gmail.com? I had it there. What is it doing? So right here in this corner, we've got that PRV, and so we could hook onto there and go north with an 8-inch line into that one, and then we were going to hook into the 6-inch cross street where it came out down here. Or we could extend this out this way with a new 12-inch. Because that's what we've talked about in the past, about putting a 12-inch extender down from the 12-inch, which is what we have right here. So that's what we're looking at.
This 12-inch right out here on this road, is that where that's showing?
So the 12-inch goes down 4,000 west.
Okay, that's right over here.
Yep. Yeah, and then it goes down to 2,000 north, and then it goes west. So we could extend that out to the east, and we talked about that in the past because of the possibility of mining using water. We don't know if that's ever going to happen, so that's just an idea. We could just leave it the way it is and hook in to the 4 here and to the 6 here. But if we hooked into this 6,
that's how cable designed it. And I thought, me and you talked originally, and we thought we were going to loop it clear back around to your VRU, but cable had it tied into that 4-inch line going up to the...
Yeah, the only thing we'd have to do is, this is higher pressure than this line over here, so we would have to put in pressure-reducing equipment to do that. So, that's what we're looking at.
This is the end of our system on... the airport.
It continues east down on that.
Yeah, we keep going east, but we end right here at this intersection. We've cut it off right here, and then Roosevelt has taken over for the airport. This no longer extends into here, so it ends right here.
And then down on Pole Line, does it continue on east? It does, too, doesn't
it? Yeah, we go clear out to the highway.
Okay.
Well, we go to the highway, then across the highway, and all the way to 1500 east, almost.
So how big is the line after you cross the highway?
8-inch.
It's 8-inch?
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts where you'd start at 5,000 west, put a 12-inch through there?
The 4,000 west, yeah.
4,000 west, okay.
Well, we had talked about that in the past, but that's when Ballard was talking to us about water. Lately we've been talking to him, and that's not in their plans. So I don't know that we want to put a 12-inch in there.
So that section from the 4,000 down to 3,000 is all 6-inch, and then it goes, so you got a short section of 6-inch?
Yeah. So this is all 6 here. It's 8 through here, and it's 4:30.
So that 6 runs for a mile.
Yes.
So what kind of pressure do we have over there?
It's like 160 pounds or something like that. Or maybe not that high, maybe about 140 or 50. Pretty high though.
Yeah, that's pretty high. Do your hydrants
have to go on 8-inch lines?
Fire hydrants, yeah.
But I tap into that 6-inch, we'll take 8-inch all the way up through my property and then come back down and swedge the 8 back down to the 4-inch.
Well, with any type of development, we need to have an 8-inch brought through on the pole line. In my opinion, we need to continue that down. Just to make sure fire flows and everything's...
So here's the other option. You can go in from this PRV, because it's got to be reduced anyway, okay? So this PRV is right here. You could run it down an 8-inch down here and then in, and you could run it down this side and then in, and then you got a loop. So put 8-inch down both of those and then end it where he's putting his system in. That's another possibility.
Being tied into the 6 and the 4,
well,
and 8 will...
Yeah, so it's looped. It goes through this PRV right here. Let me get in a little closer. Because this reduces it down to about 50 PSI right here. And this is fed from this direction. It's fed from the Bonsville tank. This one is fed from the Ioka tank. And so... He wanted it to lower pressure, but then say that there's a fire and it's coming out of the Bonsville tank at 50 pounds, this PRV, as soon as that pressure drops, this PRV is going to open up and add additional water in case of a fire.
There's 50 pounds right there?
50 pounds right here, because it's just...
Differential, 100 pound differential.
It's just, it's based on how full the tank is. If the tank is full, there's a couple more pounds. If it's low, then it's a little less.
So regardless, with that tying into that 4-inch, then there has to be a pressure reduction on the
off tank. If we're going off 6-inch, there has to be pressure reduction, yeah.
But if we come off the 8-inch, then it matches the upstream.
Mm-hmm.
We zoom out a little bit. Scroll to the west. Zoom out just a little more.
Then there's a little bit more development going on to the west. I don't know if they're ever going to need water. Do you know what those guys are doing down the road?
So I ran into a guy. I was at the city's office just before I came here. I forgot the guy's name. But he claimed he was doing a housing development. It would have been, I'm assuming, one of them pivots to the south of Poland.
Oh, I think we know who that is.
Because he was asking me if he could possibly tap into my sewer line or whatever that way.
Pivot?
Well, who's doing the housing development south of there?
Oh, yeah, that's Wyatt.
That was his name. Wyatt. I forgot his last name.
I don't know his last name either.
But that was his name.
Well, whatever we do, I would like to see, and that'd probably be the most cost effective, is not to tie it to the 6-inch and just bring the 8-inch on down. And then that way it stays one pressure zone instead of having to...
Right here.
I don't know, that's just my thoughts. I guess it's not that big a deal, you just have to put more investment in it if it had two pressure zones. 50 pounds is not much, and the more you're headed uphill, the more west we go, right?
Okay.
We got a good shot in the arm with that 6-inch. to help keep sustain that pressure though.
So what's the ideal way to go? I mean, thinking maybe down the road, you have some more development in there too. You're going to have to put in a lot.
It's always a guess, but if I think at this point the 12 was a little overkill, because I don't think we're going to be pushing water to Ballard. From what I've heard them say, they're going to drill a well up north and they're going to put in a new tank up north somewhere. And they're not going to be buying water from the Victory Pipeline. So I don't think that's going to happen. So I think an 8-inch is pretty much sufficient. If we were to put an 8-inch on the north side of Full Line Road to where he comes out, then we could hook into his system there, and we could hook into the 4-inch on 3000 West, or we could put an additional 8-inch up and make the whole thing a complete 8-inch loop.
But with us having Roseville City now, that line wouldn't do us any good other than have that loop for that one subdivision, right?
Well, so all of these are industrial lots that are for sale down here.
Right.
So that would give us, I don't know where this comes to, about right here somewhere.
Yep. Pretty close.
That would give us a quarter of that complete.
Oh, no, I agree that we need to, that 8-inch needs to be on that north side of 2000 or pole line. I'm just saying, do we really need to go up 3,000? Because that is...
So was that 8-inch?
If it maintains the same pressure zone, I don't see that as being possible or necessary. Because really, there's no other development that's going to go there because Roseville...
Nothing to the north, yeah, you're right.
And west for us, right?
Not up 3000 West, because you won't clear to the airport.
Oh, I won't clear to the airport.
So any future development would have to come off the north side and go up here.
So yeah, so we'll just need that 8-inch extended.
Yeah.
Along the north side of the pulling to keep that for future development going.
So would that 8-inch be the 50 PSI, or is it going to come out of that PRP?
No, it'd be the 50 PSI.
Out of the Bonsville tank.
Or we could cross the road and we could take it out of the higher pressure, but we would have to isolate it from, so right, the way we're looking at it would be fed from two sources, because it comes west out of this PRV and it also comes from the east out of that line there, so we got two sources that way. If we just take it out of one source, then we're not going to have as much available for fire flow in case there's a fire flow. But 50 PSI, I don't know the exact pressure. I just know in the general area it's around 50 PSI because it's coming off that hill, off the Bonsville tank. It may be higher.
And then we have to do that because around the Savannahville tank won't fill, right? If we put more pressure in that zone off that 6-inch, is that going to...
If we put more pressure into the Bonsville tank side...
No, if we turn up that PRV to try to get higher pressure...
It'll overflow the Bonsville tank, yeah. So you can't put more into that segment of the system than the Bonsville tank is almost empty.
There's going to be a point where we can't go much more west. The pressure, right, going uphill? Or does that 6-inch just kind of sustain that very, very well?
Yeah, the 6-inch, there's only one connection. See this meter right here? That's the only connection in this section. So it, now this goes down here, it's reduced, and so like when Western Chemical is using a lot of water, this will open, this PRV opens up and helps them out.
So I guess there is, that's your backstop there. Okay.
So it's whatever we decide to do. I would think that put it along the north side there and then having hook into the 4-inch off of 2000 or 3000 West.
See, look, we would have a continuous loop that would go through his property as 8-inch and back down to the 4. Off from the Blunt's field.
Yeah. So under normal conditions, it would be fed by the Bonsville tank. In the case of a fire, it would be the Bonsville tank and the 6-inch pipe.
And you've looked through all this.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get your thumbs up on it?
Yeah, on his plan there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you meet with Cable at all, or just...
No. No, one of his engineers called me and I talked to, it wasn't Cable, it was one of
his. It was Casey, I believe, right?
I can't remember who it was. But I talked to him about it, yeah.
Did you mention, like when I talked to you, you said you wanted a couple of the items changed of the brands of the...
Yeah, so we got the specs, I'll send them to you, I found them, I'll send them to you.
So you gave him this copy here too?
Oh.
Isn't that what you told me too?
Yeah.
So you haven't talked to Cable about changing the specs that he had in that drawings there?
No.
Okay.
But those are the latest ones. Those are the brands that we're using right there.
Okay.
So the board, Dixie, I mean, you're good with it, right?
Yeah, the only, have you shown those plans to Roosevelt City?
I have.
And they're okay with the number of fire hydrants and everything like that.
So Cable, this was kind of a preliminary that I wrote into you. So he finished up the drawings, gave it to me today, and I dropped them off. And talked to Drew. Is he here yet? No.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to Drew and Dean, and they were going to get with their engineers and go over it. And
yeah.
They still needed some elevations. Anyway, so I mean, the same plans are in with the city, with sewer lines and.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't know whether you had enough fire hydrants in there because they're pretty particular about how many fire hydrants and how far apart they are. So that's, you know, if you go, you have what, three in there, four?
I did, and so I wish I had brought that other plan. I did have both copies there with Roosevelt City. I got another one in my office, but I could.
There's three on this one.
Yeah.
I could look and see what.
No one. Yeah, that's the only thing I have. As long as you meet Roosevelt City's requirements for fire hydrants, we're good.
Okay.
So would it be Johnson Water's responsibility to put that line up?
We would have to put the one in on the probably on the
north side of
the road.
North side of 2000 up to where he takes off. So how far is that?
Each lot is 350 feet roughly, so
about 1,500 feet. So 1,600 feet, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A new 8-inch. That would be our responsibility. And that won't require any more PRVs or anything.
No.
That would even save me a saw cut up the road, too.
Yeah.
Do we have to do anything for that way on that road that way?
Yeah, there's one thing that I'm not positive on is we've always been told that this is 8-inch along here, but coming out of the PRV, it was 6-inch.
It was 6 when you guys did that, set that meter.
And so whether it's at the other side of the road, so we may have to cut that road to get to the 8-inch. So we may have to do some investigating to see exactly where that 8-inch ends. But we've always been told that it went clear to 3,000. So.
But on the other side of the pole line road, it was a 6-inch line.
Yes.
Or not the pole line, but the airport road.
Well, the airport road.
So who's that last meter?
Which one?
To the east, next one up.
Right here?
Yeah.
That's Western Chemical.
And then the next is?
So, trucking company.
This one here?
No, on the north.
On the north, it's...
Is that Hyder's?
No, that was...
Which one was Hyder? Which one did he do?
What's that big trucking company that's advertising?
McCrae.
Yeah. That's
McCrae, and then Hyder's is like... Isn't Hyder's on the other side of that trailer court? Isn't it to the...
This is Zubiati here.
No, Hyder's is... Well... No. What's the green? Is that 6-inch?
Yeah.
That's all right. I just wondered. So there may or may not be 8 inch to that 3,000, or yeah, 3,000 west.
So this is just telling who everybody is. So I don't know. I don't know who Hyder is. I haven't heard that.
Well, he built that building 4 or 5 years ago.
You were
vacant.
You built that.
Yeah.
You remember where?
I don't remember where it was at.
I put the line in.
I could take you over and show you where it was, but I don't remember.
You can drive to it.
Yeah.
It's a blue building. I don't know if you can blow it up or you can see colors or not.
Was it this one off of?
No, it's off of the pole line.
One just past that tree.
So it's got to be, because I installed that line, and that was 8 inch.
Where we tied on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm pulling.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know where that 8 inch stopped or changed to sit. If it's 6 inch on the east side of 3,000. So if we investigate on that side and find that 6, are we going to have to go on down to where we find the 8? Probably have to.
I think we're going to have to.
Which that could maybe be determined by checking out those few other lots. Would you say McCray Trucking was...
You zoom in.
Where?
Right there. Zoom in right there. So that 6 inch is just across the road. I think it'd be hard to believe that we went from 6 to 6 to 8 to 6.
Well, so this is, as I understand it, this is all new line.
That was put in for Western Chemical.
I don't know who it was put in for. But it came up to this, and it changes here at this valve.
So I'm thinking that higher place is that McCray's old place, our new place.
So can you tie a hydrant into a 6-inch line? I mean, I know you're not supposed to, but I guess you could reduce it because I think there's a hydrant.
I think it's the combination that makes it possible. We've got the, on these, because it's feeding from two directions, one's a 6-inch, well, they're both 6 inches, but, and then this one has an, it's fed by this 8-inch right here, so it's fed from two different directions. I don't know. We'd have to look at the water model to see. So we have another line that's never been completed that's owned by, we've never taken this one here, Max Rasmussen put in, but it's never been certified or approved, so it's never been turned on, that eventually would go down and hook on as well.
Where's Zubiati? Is that it right there? Just off
this is Zubiati right here.
That one, this is the old Inland Resource Building, right?
That was an L-shaped building, wasn't it?
You're talking one straight across from this
one?
Yeah,
the one that was...
I just don't remember what side of the lot you put it on.
It was on the west.
So I bet it is that one.
I think so. And it was 8 inch there.
Mm-hmm. I went all the way across your lot, and I remember being...
So you think that was this one?
No, I think it's the one.
The next one east.
This one?
I think so.
Yeah, because that lot next to his building is vacant. I do know that. And the rest of them all have a building.
That shows 6 inch.
Neighbors.
That shows 6 inch across that.
Neighbors with JC's.
And you. I swear it was 8 inch.
Yeah, I'm just putting down what I was told. I don't know for a fact that this is 6 inch here.
So in those meter boxes, you can't really tell what the main line was, can you? Because it comes off from it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting in the weeds here. So back to the subdivision. Board can approve it with provisions of, you know, meeting the standards that we have, or, you know, work or getting approval to vary from them. Specify we, you know, part of the deal, we want to upgrade that 8-inch line there, you know, unless there's a significant curve bomb, you know, that work surprises us. But we can approve it with that if the board would like to. Any issue with that, Dixon?
I've got one question. How much further is it from where we would end to the end of the lots?
So here's the end of his property right here.
Yep, okay.
And here's the end of the lots right there.
No. From where we would tie the 8-inch in to the end of his lot.
Right there. It would be about 1,500 feet.
About right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, 300 feet on the 300 feet from the property line.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if, at this point, if we're going to do that, is that going to be on his property or in the road? Because if it's on the property, I'd like to secure the easement to go clear to the end for, so if we've got to come in the other way, we're
no, I'm totally good with that.
Yeah, we'll need a utility easement, for sure. It'd be good to make sure that was part of the deal. In fact, that ought to be in here anyway, isn't it? Isn't that a part of that? Is there an easement report?
So it would be an extra 350 feet.
We would put it from here to here to get to hook into his line. You want to extend it the rest of
it? I just think we'd be smart to get the easement for that extra 350 feet.
Oh,
at this point, because then if we have to come in, we've got the easement. Not that we're going to put it in right now, but we need to have that right to do so for future. That's why.
Or else we just extend it all the way to the end of his property line, make sure he has easement the whole way. It would be good to have it pass his stuff.
Yes, it would.
To his property line, and then that's where we can cut it.
I think there's some other buildings that's going to get ready to go on in that area. I mean, Kevin Jessen's somewhat fenced off his property. I don't know if he's asked for a water hookup or not yet. That's going to be coming. I know that.
Have a great evening.
Drew, how are you?
Rather.
Just rather.
Well, I would propose that we accept it as has been discussed with the right-of-way, us taking that 8-inch line to the end of that property.
How soon do you think you guys would want to extend that 8-inch line from the airport road on up?
We've got, I don't know, will we contract that out?
Do we have any 8-inch available on hand?
We have HDPE.
When would be a for your plans, when would it be necessary?
I would say within the next, hopefully, depending on Drew, on the other set of plans. What I'm hoping to do is within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm going to start digging that water. And then if I can get my engineering and the city signs off on the sewer, I've got a lot of work. This guy wants to move in this building by the first of the year, so I've got a lot of work to get done before that point. So I've got to get rolling before it gets too cold. We're waiting on doing Drew is extending that 8-inch. So it's a 6-inch line on pole line, hauling and extending the 8-inch all the way up.
Oh, so where's the 6-inch? Sorry, guys.
Just on his property corner. That's what it appears.
The 8-inch.
On the east side of it.
Oh, 6-inch.
Because there's a PRV there.
Okay. That's where we were looking.
And then we would just bypass or go around the PRV and come down because
with 8. Okay. So it's already on the north side of the road 8?
There is
a property line.
There's a 6-inch on the south side, so they're proposing running an 8-inch on the north side.
Okay.
Which is showing to be on that north side right there to his property line, or close to it. Not verified, but that's what it shows.
Okay.
And the water line, the 6-inch there that comes in, so I 45 the fence so that we weren't going to be fencing off your where the PRV can is, but it's moved into the property line quite a ways. So the fence that we started fencing, I don't know how much right of way there is there, but Hallred staked the property line, and I came in a foot from where he staked it, just so I knew I was good. I'm not sure how I should have measured how far off the road that is. But that's only the first 10 acres as we got the fence going in. The rest of it is still just clean, flattened ground.
So we would put it in the city's right-of-way, right?
On the airport road?
On the pole-line road.
The city's right-of-way. I guess it would be, half of it would be, the other half would be county, right? So mm-hmm. I think if it's still a county road, Pullman Road is still a county road. So the easement would be in the county.
And the guy who built the fence, so Strata just fenced off that piece just to the south of their offices. The guy who fenced it off told me that your water line was 10 or 15 feet inside their fence. So it is inside their fence.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it paved?
The road?
Where's Strata?
No,
it's
not. And they don't have any building going on or anything right now, so
you could tell you.
They just don't know how far they're going to have to come back to find the 8-inch
line. Oh, gotcha.
It shows it comes to that road there, but we don't know if it's on this side of the road or that side of the road.
I see. So your purple is representing the 8-inch, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's 6 through there. That whole stretch is 6.
That's a different pressure system.
Oh, it's coming from up to the tank directly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's that line that comes down.
Mm-hmm. So you got two, that's where the two systems come together.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Our pressure zones.
When I was talking to Dean, he claims that that 4-inch line going to the airport is still in use.
If it is still in use, I don't know what Roosevelt City did. They cut the line and it's fed by Roosevelt now. So whether they replaced the 4 with something else.
So you're not feeding the airport?
We're not feeding the airport.
Okay.
They run an 8-inch to it.
I believe they've got an 8-inch.
So yeah, that was their goal. Another,
yeah, because I know 1600 South, it comes all the way to the...
Yeah. And I can verify that, but I'm pretty sure it's an 8 off of the another road that you're
That was what they wanted to do, was to get their port. Part of the whole deal that we were kind of with them.
That's probably the fire and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so the for FAA and stuff. Okay.
So where are we at right now? We're starting that PRV and going up for an 8-inch line?
Right now we've got a proposed motion to come 8-inch, tie into our 8-inch on the north side, bring it down to his property line.
His west property line.
Yeah, his west property line. And secure the appropriate right-of-ways. And then he would tie into the 4-inch. And then he would do his inner subdivision connections. The lots would have opportunity to tie on to 8-inch on the south, or the south of the lots too, yes. I guess, but wouldn't really matter. But
well, that up their sewer is going to be clear to the back, so more than likely they're going to be moving their buildings where they can tie into the sewer.
Yeah, they'll probably pull interior then. So anyway, you propose a motion, that's what the motion is on the table.
Is that what you're proposing over?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Dean. Any further discussion?
Did you get yours answered?
I think going to the property line so it secures it.
That secures it, so I have no further discussion.
It was a good thought. Hearing no further discussion, I'll call for the question. Those in favor of the motion on the table say aye.
Aye.
Do you oppose? It's unanimous. Thanks, Brad. We got through it.
Thank you.
So we'll stay in touch with Dixon. Yeah, Dixon will take it from here, and Jim and the team will.
And we'll find out if you guys are going to try to put that 8-inch in this year or on a later date.
I'm sure we can, figure that out. We got a little time before snow flies. We'd want to have it done before then.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
Sorry to take up so much time. Okay.
See ya.
See you later.
Thank you. You make me lose that. No wonder you're responsible. Kettle family. Come on forward. We are 8 minutes ahead of schedule. Oh, 7 now.
Sorry. Didn't know the protocol, so we made sure we were earning.
So just announce your name, and then we'll turn the time to tell us what you're here for.
I'm Rita Kettle. I'm Shania Kettle. And we came to see about maybe an extension to a line on Independence Lane. It would be down past, it's out through Ballard and heading towards Fort Duchesne and Rendellette on the back road past Union, up and around the subdivision, and then back up past Walnutsville. On the very end of that line that you guys have there, Davey Swenson just sold his home, but he was the last one on the line. And we're just up and around the corner, and we were going to give our two daughters acreage that's right there, but it's about 3 miles, give or take, from where Davy's lines ended to where we would need the water. So we were going to see if there was a way, if you guys were putting in a new line over there, because there was a bunch of breaks. You guys just got in and got them fixed not too long ago along that stretch. And we didn't know if the line was big enough to extend it and to bring it up to our property that 3 miles, because we're on the other side and the tribe goes to our house and stops. But we already talked to them and they won't put any more water hookups for white. So we were going to just extend it down around the corner, but they won't let us. So we'd have to come from the other side where Davey Swenson's place stopped and then come that 3 miles.
Do you know, can you show us so we can?
So this is where Swenson's is right here. And this is a trying to remember, it was a 2-inch line, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty small.
So, in order to get to their half place,
and it would be over our half,
yours is down here somewhere, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep, it's right in there, 4750 south. It's right there. We're the very last house on the tribal.
So which, are you on the south side or the?
We are on, there's one
right next to the field.
Down, yeah, right next to the field. So
this one?
Yeah, yes. We're that last house right there.
And that whole field is part of the property?
Yeah, that's our property, and it goes down and around. We have 70 acres right there, and we were wanting the water brought from there down around the corner so we could let our daughters have some sections there. I think it's about in between 2 and 3 miles from where the line ends to our property there.
So the problem is it's, you went to NRA tribal lands on both sides right here. But they do own, you own clear up
we
here.
Own, yes, we own right there.
And so, we have a right of way through that area.
Yeah, we have a road wider.
Right here?
Right away, yeah, right along there on the back side.
So it would have to be a private line from basically
right
here
in.
All the way to their house.
Okay.
Which is down here. Let me see if I can get the...
I was going to say, you got a parcel of your up again?
Well, it's for...
You want to
county? Shane County.
You want to?
Yeah, where it's based out at 2 in the county.
He was saying to Shane, but he was thinking on.
Yeah.
It's been that day for everyone today.
What's that?
It's been that day for everybody today.
And we petitioned the tribe that the tribe said no more for any whites, that it's strictly only tribal members allowed to get water hookups.
That was their language?
More or less.
Pretty much, so.
You still need to get a right of way because there's two corners of tribes that come together. So we have to get some sort of a right of way to get through there.
So this one is privately owned, right? So it's this corner right here, Jason?
I was going to say the one straight across from us is privately owned. The one straight across from us on the other section is privately owned. And then I think Indian piece right next to us. And then on the other side, I'm not sure if it's Indian or... Because Rodney Hicken owns straight across from us.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so
the other side,
that's
Randy
directly
in,
north of
that
property,
section, so.
Tribal, right?
Yeah.
And then I think
these
it's
two.
Tribal right. I know there's
those
tribal right
tribal.
Next to us on
yeah.
one on our side.
So if you came through here, you'd have to come through this corner.
Okay, so
even,
on our back 40
and
then come up that through that section.
Even doing through that corner, you'd have to get
a right away
from the tribe, which is not impossible. It's just
right. We've actually a petition, and they've given it to us before for ditches and stuff like that when we had to go through the property and fix ditches and irrigation ditches and stuff.
You have tribal water?
Yes. At our house, we do.
It's
oh, I mean the irrigation water?
Yes. Some, and then we have dry gulch also.
Roughly 10,000 feet of pipe. You don't work that.
But if we were to just extend ours out to the corner right here, and they did private line from there on, then is that a possibility?
Yeah, don't do a small one. Long ways. Don't do a small one. It's a long ways. But if, yeah, you could. It's just.
Because we weren't sure, like, if there had to be so many hookups put in before you guys could approve a line, or if there was just too much going on.
We do have an issue of capacity, right?
Because we're coming off from a 2-acre.
We have a moratorium in that area, don't we?
Yeah.
So we do have a connection moratorium. We have, we're working on funding on improving the line from the west, which would supply a lot more. Capacity to the area. There's some hurdles that we got to cross to be able to do that.
Because we were planning on at least 3+ hookups for that section. Because if his niece and nephew want a section, that would be 4 hookups plus his sister, so it would be 5 hookups for that property.
Minimum.
So economically, you would be responsible for your own right-of-way, your own pipeline for the majority of that, the mileage. Is that, and you know, is that something you guys would do?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to my husband and see if it'd be feasible. I know that they, when we put in the tribal years and years ago, they made us do it from the corner down to our houses. So the three homes that are on there, we had to put in that line and maintain it for years. And they just took it over about 10 years ago. And so I don't know.
Well, this would be a private line from the corner.
So it's all strictly on our property from right there down.
Well, you'd have to use your right of way to get to your property. And then everything would be on your property from there.
Okay.
And that would be your responsibility.
Okay.
And that's a possibility of five hookups, you said, five?
Mm-hmm.
With a two-way slide cover or handle?
I don't think so. I think it was struggling as is.
In addition, add five more hookups on that line?
Well, we have a moratorium until we improve that line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, which we're in the process of working through that. So that would, could maybe be an opportunity, but...
Because we have like 270 acres in that area, and we were planning on 10-acre parcels, but then if we decide... to quit farming, we might turn it into more homes. I don't know what we're going to do.
The neighbors with 300-something acres across the street, and the neighbors with 200-something acres next to us, they're also.
And they may want to have water too. They just haven't done anything because they can't get water hookups there either. So.
Jason, what's your? I know you guys have discussed it in the past, but do you have a policy for basically the additional connections on the same line, that's the private. So you're saying putting a meter essentially up at the corner.
Yeah. But if they're going to have five, that you're right, it goes against our policy.
Exactly.
So
because each individual residence has to have a meter.
Right. And see, we probably start out with just two homes at first, one for each one of our daughters, and then his nephew, niece, and then...
possibly my aunt.
Yeah.
If not both my aunts, depending on other things.
Well, as of right now, everything depends on whether we can improve that
section.
Existing...
See, we're not in a hurry. That's why we wanted to kind of talk to everybody and find out what the possibility was. Because my father-in-law swore up and down there's no possibility whatsoever of getting water there. Because the tribe refused us. So he figured you guys would too. So I just told him it was worth the shot to come and talk to everybody and find out at least our options. So if there is anything or not.
What is our plans? Dixon, we go back to the Johnson Water System. So what's our plan with that yellow line with our new? Is it going
to
stay?
Our plans are to replace that with 8.
Yeah. So right now... as the application, and you guys did get funded for it, but the plan was to come along 3750 South and tie the main system in, and then upgrade that 2-inch line with an 8 all the way down, so at least to where it ends. Well, I think we talked about even going to that corner.
Because I know that there's tribal land bounced all over through that whole section.
Yeah.
It's bad. I mean...
So
we
know,
have here and then it'll be
if
white.
Things the stars align, then that creates an opportunity. There'd be some expense because you'd have to put in some there, but it's like you have to use a little homework on your side, and we got to make sure that we can get our system in on our side, because without that upgrade, it really is not an option.
Right.
But that upgrade's. Looks like it's going to, it may take some time because we got tribal and BIA issues to work out with the right-of-ways.
When you go back to this, if you're stopping up here at this corner and you're making private line all the way through, then and you get these other hookups coming off from it, that private line should be over on a property line or something, not out in the middle of...
Yeah, ideally it would be on the road, not on the road.
Yeah, see, there's only the one outlet road, but the property we actually need it to is clear up on the corner, and there's road all the way down. It's just, there's a chunk of Indian land between
right there at the corner to our properties on the one side of the road.
If not both sides?
Well, I'm talking about one.
You mean from
the
that corner?
Where our property sits, there's a chunk just in between. Where our right
way
is.
Arrow is?
Yeah. It's on the east side of that road, southeast of that.
And we're on the corner.
So you can see on this map right here, this is tribal land right there.
Right.
And this is their land right here.
Right. And then we own down on this corner where we wanted it along the road.
Right there.
That's our property there too. And that's where we were wanting the actual water brought to, was that piece.
And then
that's Rodney and Pickens, and then over here is Wins. Randy and Shelley Wins.
So there's a way around right there if you wanted to go on private property. But we don't like going across country.
No.
But
we have enough of those.
So here's what we've been talking about with Jason, is that the on 3750 South is going to take some time to get those Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Lockheed permits and the tribal permits across there.
Okay. It's just to improve the line.
In our project right now.
Right.
And it's going to take how long, did we think?
It's probably going to take 18 months to 2 years to get that sorted out.
And so what we were thinking is upgrade the existing system that's already there that's not on tribal land and improve that to begin with. And have them start working on the permits across tribal land. If we wanted to include that, you could do that at the same time, correct? Along the road.
Get the permits and that along the road.
If we wanted to extend that down the road.
And we'd have to look. We didn't look whether those are Lockheed parcels or not, but it'll be roughly the same time frame if we just want to include those in the project as well. So
did you mean just to get to that corner or to get?
We can get to the corner. It's because this is private land right there, but this is tribal land here. So both sides of this is tribal till you get down to here. So we'd have to get a permit from here to here. And then once we're there, we could go, we're fine, clear around.
Yeah, because we own clear up to there and the tribe is, we're right there connected into the tribal stuff. So. But we were the last house on the tribal there. And I know it's private land on that side of us and on this side of us, but it's tribal on this side.
What's right there where your clicker's at? You're out.
That's tribal there.
So is that four corners?
That's four corners right there. And then right there on four corners, there's white land, and then just across is some more tribal land, and then it jumps into ours.
So Winds are right there where the
color is. Yeah. Yeah, and that big section of all Wind.
What color do you
want? And there's more behind it.
What color should I wear?
Well, the other three corners are all tribal land.
Yeah.
Three.
Now, do all of these people down here, do they have tribal water down here?
As far as I know, yes. But they won't let any more homes hook in through there either. So
and there are a lot of
unless they're a tribal member and then they've been able to hook in. They put in, I think, two new homes over on that section, but they were both tribal members.
So you can't apply?
We've talked to them like four times.
Apply to be Indian?
No, I'm not dark enough. And they know the kennel name is not an Indian name, so...
I've offered, they just laughed at me.
But yeah, we petitioned and tried, but they said that they weren't selling anymore, so.
Okay.
So well, we would at least check, and if it can, we can wait the 2 years. We'll go ahead and get their parcels and their names and get them prepped and ready, and so they can start doing other things. What would water hookups be per water hookup to hook on? So we have guesstimates, because we would more than likely just pay a lump sum to pay everything off at once, especially if it's 2 years down the road.
Okay.
because we would just sell calves and then just pay it all at once. So.
Well, we have our standard connection fee. I mean, that may not be the only cost.
Right.
Our standard connection for a three-quarter is, with impact and right now, is $4,500? $4,000. That's what it is right now.
And that's base price.
Yeah, we're currently...
So everything above and beyond would be any kind of extras or anything that you have to have done or cost.
Yeah, if there's a private, you know, it depends how long your private line would be.
Right.
Or not.
Well, off that stretch, it was going to be the first two 10-acre parcels off the corner, so the line would be right next to the two parcels. So it wouldn't be too bad. And then his sister would be on the back side where we'd have to have the right-of-way in so she could get that took care of, back to the back part of our property on that one side. And then the cousins should be next to you guys, so it would be like that first 40 acres on that stretch there where the line would be along the road. So.
So is Higgins that half of it?
Yeah, I thought that's fine.
Well, some things got to fall into place, so keep checking with us, and we'll keep it in the back of our mind.
Okay. We appreciate it. At least it gives us an option, so.
Very good.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it.
Let's do our minutes real quick and financial report. Entertain a moment to accept motion to accept the regular board meeting minutes of August 17th.
So
moved. Moved by Drew.
Paul.
Or Paul?
Okay.
I knew you had some part in it.
I'm going to open my mouth.
You got two more there? Or one more?
I have one question. Can we
Do
that now? Or
yep,
you
that's now.
Is that the board reminded engineers that we need to know about meters that was bought years ago? Is that meters or is meters the right terminology there?
Or connections.
Or connections.
Connections.
Okay. Well, I just didn't think that it was supposed to have been, it shouldn't have been meters at that point.
Right.
That's all I knew. And
then...
left eye, right eye.
Okay.
Lieutenant Governor's office. I wish we were that important. Direct to the governor, but we're not.
All Lieutenant Governor there.
Yeah. Those shape files. So you said we had those shape files, right? For the precinct and our boundaries?
We have, yeah, and I put them in a map and I gave it to Jim.
Was that on this?
Yes, it's on that. So.
We need to send that to Shelley.
But it's
Jackson.
That's just a PDF map right now.
Oh.
But we need verification that those are the right lines.
Oh, so you're waiting on a thumbs up from our...
If you guys are able to review those as well and verify, that would be helpful. And then we can definitely send them along with the finalized.
To Shelley.
To whoever you need it to.
Yeah, Shelley Jackson with Lieutenant Governor. I talked to her last week and said they're coming to her sometime in the near future.
Okay.
And she'd to be watching for them. And she said, get it to her directly.
Okay.
And like I said, we... bylaw stuff.
Huh?
This is the bylaw
stuff. No, this is the shape files for our precincts and our boundaries. And Shelley Jackson works with the Lieutenant Governor. She's over the elections.
Okay.
And, so I've been talking with her. I talked to her again. I ran into her last week and gave her a heads up so she's aware of them. And she said that we want to get them in before the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely recommend go through this map and see if what we've got is right. We based it off the descriptions that we had and this map over here. So as close to it as we could. Anyways, just go through it, clarify it once you've got it. Acknowledgement or any changes you can get, compare it and send over.
Very good. That'll make Karen smile when next time she has to do elections.
Huh?
Huh? It's coming again, too.
Yep.
Is there a possibility of doing just a hard copy of that, just a small paper?
Right, I'll just run off of that.
On the page, so we can...
I think we can get done there.
I have a hard time looking at something just like that, figuring out where I'm at and what I'm doing.
Yeah,
that was the idea, is to get it printed out big like that. So.
Okay. Make it look nice. And
That map would be 4 feet tall and 7 feet wide, so it's a little bit on your blank space over here.
Just make sure.
Can you print that in your office?
No.
Can you send it out to...
We'll probably take it to one of the there's a print shop and some of the other engineering firms have plotters, so...
It'll be more contrast and more, right? Well, this isn't your finished product, is it?
No.
Well, you'll print off, it's going to look better than this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be a lot more clear. It's hard to see it.
Yeah, it's hard to differentiate it. Yeah, it's hard to differentiate. It's hard to tell which precinct is which without numbers on it. It'd have to have numbers on it, too.
Bring it into 100%, it's a little better, I think.
All right. Any other comments on the minutes?
I didn't see any.
I had one. You had one. Okay. Hearing no other question or corrections, those in favor of adopting the regular board meeting of August 17th as corrected, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Take a motion on the financial report for, where are we at? This is July through August, or just July? This is August. How long is September? Anybody make a motion on that? We don't have to approve it, we just need to get a motion. Okay, moved by Drew. Any second?
Also,
seconded by Dean. Well, I'll give you some time to review. If there's any comments or questions, speak.
Too many lines and too many numbers to look at very fast for me.
I like to skip through, look at your 66% over, so I look down this side to see if we're anything above 66%. That's what I like to do. To make sure they're within budgets.
Oh, engineering fees.
Them engineers. Holy cow.
Don't I know it.
Utilities is up above as well.
What? Why are utilities?
We talked about it last time. I don't remember.
Just even the garbage went from $1.10 or $110 to $130. So, yeah.
Welcome to the fuel.
Yeah.
We're going to drop back down on $2 gas.
I was down in Tucson last weekend. Gas is $3.51.
You can thank California for ours and the government for our prices.
New Orleans, 2.91.
They cracked the 3, huh? We're at 3.20 if you're cheap here. 4.20.
If you're budget for that, let us in on the deal.
I gotta go to Texas to get that.
But it's come down. It came down like 20 cents today here.
It's we're like at least like 50 cents higher where we should be, and that's even being high. I did a study and I know exactly why our prices are as high as they are. Like Utah higher than an average. My job, I had to do it because KSL, Fox News, Tribune kept hitting this up and asking that question, so I got in charge of the study.
So what is it?
We're shifting volumes down to Vegas. It's a more lucrative market. We have capacity, growth capacity, our supply is outstretching the growth, and then we're shifting volumes down to Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is the only other source of California, so California prices artificially inflate ours. bio that. Yep.
Where does Arizona get theirs?
New Mexico, they've got, they come home from the east.
I find out where they get their water. They get it out of the Uinta Canyon.
Is there any other discussion on the financial? Did Ryan pass his practice test?
I don't hear.
He took his test, but he hasn't got the results.
Oh, he took his regular test. Did he pass his practices?
I don't know.
You can pay $20 on it.
I don't know. It's such bad to do that. Yeah, so he took it last week. Or he went and took the class last week.
So he's just gone all week?
Yep.
Stayed at the
Hilton.
So what is Capital Fuels? Who is that?
That's that Blue Station out there.
Usually the cheapest place.
Yeah, it's usually 20, 30 cents cheaper than Roosevelt.
Everybody's cheaper than Pilot on the corner.
I ain't gonna lie.
I think the only reason they can sell anything is it's where a truck can get into.
Right.
That new Maverick, though, man, they're busy all the time there with big trucks.
Hearing no... Yeah. Hearing no other discussion on this and no corrections made, we will ask for a call for the question. Those in favor of adopting the financial report for August, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Oh, we've got to get those rats killed. All right, Jason. We'll turn the time to you.
You've already heard half of it, so... there was a few things, a few updates from the last meeting a few weeks ago. So on the, Dixon kind of already talked about this, on the Independence project, we're still waiting on an authorization letter from Division of Drinking Water. And they, I think they're a little backlogged right now, so it's taking a while. But we did discuss a few options there. As we mentioned, there's two Alati parcels, or two Alati 40s that we've got to go through on that road to be able to get to the existing lines. We did looked at other options, other alternatives to get around the Alati parcels, but no matter what we do on that, we'd have to go cross-country, and that's not the ideal situation. I wasn't as prepared last month with the cost to do the right-of-way assessment for that. To obtain those right-of-ways, I did go back and find that cost. It was $142,000. That includes all the work to get the surveys completed, all the coordination with the tribe, and the purchase of the right-of-way.
That's for this project?
Yes.
And then that $200,000 for the rest of the system?
$200,000
more? We talked about doing a
whole system. Yeah. Let me see if I have that. I'll pull that up.
$140,000 to get right away.
Okay. Yes. For the rest of it, it was another $355,000 for mine.
Another on top of $140,000?
Yeah. There's quite a few more.
Wow.
Pieces down there that you'd have to deal with. So that's that's a good budget number to use on that one. It may come in less, but that's a good budget number to use based on what we're seeing. So with this one...
Can we get funding for that?
Yeah, actually. CIB funded Cedar View to do exactly that for their entire system, and it was roughly about the same cost in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. And they're still in that process right now. It's a long process for them because it's substantially more. But, yeah, they're they did get funding and they're getting all those easements taken care of where they want, where they have lines and where they want lines in the future.
You guys, engineers, you got any stroke with the feds?
So, yeah, what we've done, we've got somebody that is a tribal member that we've contracted with, and she's able to go out and find these allottees. That's one of the biggest challenges is contacting the allottees, and she's been instrumental in helping us both.
Basically a landman for the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm saying is, when I run this up to Lieutenant Governor, I'm running it up and processing, but we're talking about inclusion, equity, and, you know, helping the underserved. Everybody's going around these because of the complication. There has to be somebody you can talk to at a higher level to say, hey, there's got to be a better way of doing this because you're really hurting the tribal members.
Right.
Because these critical utilities, infrastructure, whether it's broadband, whether it's water, or even sewer, they're getting around because of the complication and the cost.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to get across on private? It's going to cost us not even a fraction of $140,000 to do that. In fact, we'll get them for free because people want the water.
Yeah.
So there's got to be somebody can go and there's somebody there that has a stroke and say, hey, look, let's get reasonable here.
Yeah.
And I've already made a call. I'm trying to get Lieutenant, because Lieutenant Governor is a liaison for the state of Utah for the tribes.
Right.
But she's only a state official.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how far that goes. It's ridiculous.
When UDOT tried to run into Mike down there,
yeah.
Same thing happened.
That's why our road's like this. But it just hurts. I mean, even roads, one thing, but critical utilities? It doesn't hurt anybody. It only improves. It
improves the property and everything.
It gives them, I mean, broadband is like now a necessity for underserved areas. Water.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a little more important. So anyway, sorry about the soapbox, but if your engineer company has some and say, hey, here's somebody that can have an ear, I'd be more than happy to go talk to them.
And it wouldn't hurt too that start the process on the non-allottee parcels with the business committee and go plead the case and say, hey, we're trying to bring you guys water and we want to work with you and I think we should start that process now of saying, hey, this is the route we want to go and it's going to benefit you guys. We've already, I've talked many times before that we've started that process in other districts as well and they're open to those talks.
One thing they're very sensitive about is telling them what's good for them or not. What benefits them or not.
Yeah.
Just say, I mean, they can draw their own conclusions. They throw up walls when you tell them, this is in your best interest.
Right.
Then they get upset. Just say, this is what we like to do. And you guys would have full access just as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
There would be no restrictions for your access. Then they can draw their own conclusions.
For sure. Can you say there'd be no restrictions for your access?
Well, I mean, there would be no special restrictions like they're applying that they said denied. Everybody would be playing off the same handbook on that line instead of, you know, saying tribal, non-tribal restrictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've come here in the past wanting water down there. It's like one hand doesn't know what the other hand wants.
Exactly.
But anyway, it would serve the whole area, whatever land it is, and it'd only benefit everybody that wants to try to do something.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, from here to here, this is all allottee land. This is tribal lands right here.
Yeah, basically where you see that field drain going north and south, that's the edge of the allottee parcels. So. And we've got some alternates that can go around, even around tribal altogether, but it requires some private land ownership negotiations. And
this is what frustrates me. Why go around tribes?
Yeah.
Why not benefit everybody?
Exactly.
It just bothers me. It's like, this community needs water, whether they're tribal or not tribal, and this is a service for everybody. I mean, yeah, we could go around them, but I'm tired of utilities going around these properties.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Is there anything so much as for the business committee to come and meet with us?
No, you'd go and talk with them.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, you could go and you can get on there. I've done mine, got on there, it took me 3 months, but you can do it. Just go and chat with them and say, here, and they're a lot more open than they used to be, a lot more open. Yeah. And you just got to be careful with the language. You never tell them what's in their best interest. You don't, you know, you just say, this is what we'd like to do. This is how we see it benefiting the area. All landowners, all in working interest in that area be benefit, you know, would be served equally there.
Can we set that up? Would it come through you, or would it come through Johnson Water?
I think it would best if it
came through Johnson Water.
Mm-hmm. They like a little more hometown feel. It would serve better.
Not to bring in the big guns.
Yeah.
Right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't intimidate them.
Right. Well, and we have. So Emmett Duncan is kind of over a lot of this type of work that goes on in the tribe, and we did let them know that this is coming, so he's aware of it.
Who's they?
Emmett Duncan.
He's one of the board, or the...
I know there's a Duncan on the
Luke,
committee. Is he
Luke
on there?
Duncan is on the board.
Luke is on the committee.
Yeah. But Emmett, he's filling a lot of shoes right now, but he's more or less the manager over the water systems and a few other departments right now too. So, but yeah, we did have conversations with him and with their lawyer about it, and said, yeah, this is coming in the near future. So if you're able to set up the meeting, I can give you the information for Emmett, and he's been a good advocate for us in the other districts, and going to talk to the business committee himself, and so we're still working on it with them.
So it'd be best to get a recommendation from him on how to approach.
I think so, yeah.
Can you look into that and see what he would recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can, if you'd like to, I can set up a meeting with him, between him and like Dixon and any board members that would like to attend as well. So.
Okay. That'd be good. Great.
But that works on tribal land, but not on allottee land.
Yeah, yep, exactly. The allottee land we're stuck with dealing with the BIA.
Who's the authority on that?
BIA. I don't know the exact. I can't remember.
Water rights.
BIA.
But if we could meet with the business committee and get some sort of support from them, it'd probably be easier.
Well, I don't think the BIA, also the BIA is not that they're going to give you a no, it's just you've got a lot of jumps and a lot of red tape.
Yep.
It's not a subject to yes or no emotions.
It's basically the same thing as the Uniform Act or dealing with condemning property, that you have to go through the proper steps outlined by the federal government.
Yeah, that's because, yeah, exactly. That's what I understand.
Okay.
So it's a different type of approach. It's a red tape.
Yeah, it's getting response from a majority of the allottees to be able to go on the land and survey it, type of a thing, and then doing the survey, and then lot of back and forth.
You've got to do the genealogy on everybody, right?
More or less, yeah.
Find all the descendants who were heirs to that allottee land, and then you've got to get there.
I have a question. The allottee stuff that comes up to me is that you have a tribal land, that's the tribal land. With the allottees, is that land, when you're an allottee, is that just a parcel of that piece?
Right.
Or is it, all of those names are allottees in that total parcel?
All of the names are in that total parcel. So
all of them have ownership in that.
Right.
It's
kind of like
that makes sense to me now. It doesn't make sense, but yes, I understand. So you have to get each and every one of them agree to that.
Over 50% or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like the diluted oil mineral rights. and up and everybody else.
Yeah. So how do they, I mean, these people could be all over the country.
They could. And thus, you know, that's why you just have to have a pretty high budget number to be able to come.
So you have someone that's helping you with that, the tribal?
Yes. She's been really good and really helpful. She knows a lot of the family members and is able to track them down pretty easily. So.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm sure they're more open and not as wondering. Some of the people, I'm sure, would wonder.
Yeah.
What the angle was.
Yep.
So do you understand what the future is for this Alati land? What are they holding on to it for? What's going to happen 100 years from now with Alati land? Are they going to build houses on it? Do the Alatis have the right to develop it? Or do you don't yours is in the dark about it as we are?
There's a lot of questions on. And I think everyone's probably just a little bit different too on what can and can't be done on our land.
So what was the advantage of setting these, the country off something, setting these Alati lands up?
Well, originally they gave them, or they were given parcels of property. And then it was pulled back into the BIA because as soon as they got clear title to that piece of land, then they were selling.
They were selling. I understand all that. So what was the Alati? How's that come into be?
Well, it's still land that was allotted to them back in the beginning of the
reservation.
Like I said, as soon as they were getting title to it back in the day, then they were selling it.
I understand that. But I just,
I don't explain anything.
No, that's probably a better explanation than I can come up with.
They were really, it was land that was given to them, but kind of taken back, so they did not sell.
So basically the BIA has become the custodian of that Alati land.
Custodian, there's the word.
It's kind of shared responsibility, that's what they like to say.
Shared responsibility?
Fiduciary. Big words there.
Yeah. So anyways, and Dixon discussed this, that while we're working on those right-of-ways, we can probably start the design on the other stuff and start construction on the other portions that need to be upgraded before that happens. We talked about upgrading some of the water lines as part of this project, especially that 2-inch line there on the bottom that we discussed. and then also the existing lines on 3750 South. Going through and upgrading those, and potentially even that 4-inch line replacing, and then if that uses up the majority of the budget, we just need to go back and get more funding to finish off the final connector once those right-of-ways come through.
So when you're talking about upgrading it, does that mean you just take a section of private and upgrade that line?
Basically where our pipes are now are private property, or we have an easement. So right from this intersection down here to over to here is already 8-inch. That was put in, I think, 2010, something like that. So we need to improve from here. This is like 3-inch, and then it reduces to 2-inch. So we would replace this whole section with 8. We'd replace from here out to here with 8, and then maybe improve this 4-inch line. That's up in the air. I don't know whether we do that or not.
As much as you can anyways. And in the whole scheme of things, working on these easements on the side to make sure that you have them in place to make that last connection.
So I think we talked about it in the past, but we really don't have a problem on the 4-inch section of hooking anybody in, but we just had a blanket policy. We're not putting any more connections in. And most of the requests we've had have come from down in this area and over here. And I think we, even just by upgrading those lateral lines, we could add, you know, we could put a limit of like maybe 10 or 15 more connections that we could service off that 4-inch line. Our tank never, we've never had a problem since we've had the telemetry on it. We keep track of it. It's like about 16 feet, and it'll go down to 14 feet, and then it'll just refill. And it never goes below 14 feet, summer or winter. So we've never had a problem keeping any capacity in there. So I think we've got additional that we could use.
So these improved would just give you more volume?
Yeah, but it would also, because those lines are so small, what have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 connections on this 2-inch line here. You know, it's like you can't put more on that. But if it was an 8-inch, it's good.
It's still being fed off of that 4, though.
Correct.
This yes. Gives you a bigger volume capacity.
Okay. So that's where Independence is. As soon as we get an authorization letter, we should be able to have a funding meeting and go through the discussion on that, and be able to have a better idea on what is available and what we're able to do on that too. So, on our ledge lane, we've gone through design a little bit. We're probably at about a 50% design. We met with Jim and Dixon today and went through some of the logistics of that design and nailed down a lot of the questions. One of the questions that was brought up, one of the things that Dixon brought up is that the way we're going to have to route water is it's going to have to come into the ledge lane tank and then be boosted from ledge lane up to Ioka. I think we had discussed some other options of just boosting straight up to Ioka and then putting it into ledge lane tank. Excuse me, not Ioka. UPALCO. Sorry. Boosting straight up to UPALCO and then filling ledge lane tank. But we can't boost off of Victory's line. It's against the agreement that you have with Clyde and the Conservancy District to be able to maintain constant pressures. So we have to feed into the ledge lane tank and then boost from there up to UPALCO, which is, we're still turning over the water like you're trying to do. It's just going a different route. We looked at it and we thought that we might have to run another line up to the tank. I checked it this afternoon after I got back and we're okay. We can just route the line right there to the vault at the bottom of the hill and we'll still be in the same cost range for construction that we were anticipating. So we're getting closer on that one. We should have that wrapped up here in the next few weeks so we can finalize that. I did also get an email back. We reached out to SCI and asked them for more clarification on their bid. And there was an item that was $24,805.36 for office geoscada programming, commissioning, and training. This is what they said. He said, regarding that bid item, three new Schneider PLCs and control cabinets, three E&H 8-inch MAC flow meters, two pressure transmitters, two submersible tank level transmitter, four instruction sensors, intrusion sensors, two flood alarm sensors, BFD control programming for the pumps. Let's see, full geoscada system running on the new Dell Business Class desktop PC, communicating on a private licensed radio frequency to the Johnson Water offices with remote control and viewing via iPad, laptop, and cell phone. So that's
what the 24,000.
That's what the 24,000 covers. So
the way they listed.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So hopefully that gives a little more clarification.
Yeah. It'd be nice still to have another bid.
Okay. And I do have person that I will reach out to if I'm coming with to go through that. He should be here in the next couple of weeks, so I'll get him to come down and get us a price as well. So
these things we're talking about, was that money that was left over from the Pleasant Valley?
Right. So, yeah, we're moving forward on that one. The map, we kind of discussed it. Maybe I can get a smaller version that I can email out, if that is what you guys want, so you can see those lines and make sense more to you.
That would work.
Okay. It's a big file, so it's got to be... I can send you a link, but it kind of takes a while to download.
Even off of this, it took 30 seconds to download on the computer.
Yeah.
The PDF's a big file?
Yeah, because it's the full detail 7-foot by 4-foot PDF. So, but I can send you a link to that, but... And there should be one in the Johnson Water email as well. So I'll see if I can get a smaller version that I can send out so you guys can verify those boundaries.
And so this is for the Bowie District.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our outer boundaries and the districts and the inner boundary districts.
Yeah. And then the only other thing on your... on your policies and procedures and analysis that we're doing. I talked to our planner that came and presented last month, and he just wanted to know if you guys had reviewed those and had any questions or suggestions on any changes to those policies and procedures that were presented last month.
So I've set them on my desk, and I'm yet to look at them.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. It's going to take some time to go over that much stuff.
If we wouldn't have had such a short window between, I mean, we cut this back one day, I might have been ready.
Right.
Yeah. It's been tomorrow, but...
Yeah.
No, it's still better to take it off, huh?
So, we'll blame Drew
for
making this shorter month.
But yeah, I bring the compliance with state... all the way through.
If there is some compliance measure on it, the biggest motivation is to get upgraded, updated, and cleaned up. And there is some compliance issues too that we need to make sure we're up to date. We have some out of date stuff in there. So yes, all of the above.
Yeah. And the impact fee analysis along with this too, and it's pretty close. Still just one review away. There was a few big changes that needed to be made on it. I think I talked about your eligible impact fee was roughly $3,000 last time. We put in there the flat top tank and lines going to and from Victory. Oh well, from Victory and then to the system from that tank. And that added another big chunk of eligible expenses for your impact fees. And that one we put in specifically because of that proposed subdivision, and basically that does mostly growth. It does not, it's not needed right now for storage. You guys are sufficient, but it would be needed for those additional houses, for that additional housing development. So it is almost all in impact fee eligible, and that brought the eligible fees from that $3,000 markup to about $9,700. So I don't know if you guys want to stick your new customers with that much, but you'd be able to if you wanted to. So,
okay.
That one's just getting one last check over by our expert on that, and then we should have that summed up here pretty.
That's that Pleasant Valley proposal housing development or whatever.
Yep, exactly.
Mannequin.
So,
okay.
So, I have a lot of questions about that. If it were to happen, how much are we sticking our necks out
for temporary?
Yeah. Because if
well, there's a lot of variables to play into that. Is it temporary? Is it permanent? What's the volume?
Temporary housing is what it's going to be.
Yeah. So there wouldn't be a lot of nags stuck out.
Yeah, we'll go on a water truck.
Yeah, they're going to have to cross a lot of hurdles to make this happen.
Yeah. It's got perfect. Let's see them digging holes.
Their dreams were dashed a little bit when they had their county meeting. The power company told them there's no power.
Right.
Until 2025. Water, we told them the same thing.
Yeah, more or less.
So,
I think they're more constrained by the power than they are water.
Yes, and that's not going to be a short-term fix. The window of opportunity for them to capitalize on this construction is going to be over.
Yeah, for the motivation of what they're doing it. Right.
For the time.
Welcome to a small town.
Yep.
Saturday night.
I haven't heard a peep since that meeting.
I haven't either.
His boy was running around the summit last week. He was introducing him to...
We'll see how
it's going. He was still talking around. They're working it.
Yeah.
Was Eric with him? Eric Johnson?
I didn't see Eric. But I don't know Eric that well. So I don't know if I recognize him.
Okay, the last piece I have is unfortunately no update from your stream crossing behind the shop here. I did reach out to the two names that were on the last reported document from the water rights map, because you can see all the progress and all the interactions. I pulled up the most recent one, contacted the gentleman from Army Corps and the state engineer's office left picked up. That's the last correspondence was back in on the 29th of July. So, and it was that they were just waiting on final approvals in the Army Corps office. So
what's the time frame if they don't act on that? There's a period that
this is the document here. So there was a 20-day period on July 8th.
So we're well past that.
So you're well past that, and that was for the comment period. So there's not going to be any new comments that would come in and derail it. It's just a matter of getting their staff to sign it off and send it back to us.
Was there any comments made, or does it do you?
Not that I know of. No, and the most recent I can read you the...
Yeah, that's good.
That happens when you do things right.
So, that's where that one's sitting.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Any questions for him? Any further?
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, manager's report.
So, we really haven't got a whole lot that we haven't already talked about. On the fire suppression policy, we're still looking to find policies of other districts, what they do, and we haven't really found
any municipalities.
Yeah, and it all depends on what I think. Some places all they require is that there's a fire hydrant close by, and others that have the fire suppression in the building. What does Roosevelt require for buildings now?
So as far as whatever is dictated by the state fire marshal, and I do have a contact, I didn't get it tonight, but I'll text it to you or give you a call. They have switched division managers for our area. I called the old one because I had a question for Roosevelt, so I had stuff I just asked, but did we contact about state regulations on fire protection for buildings? And he said, what's this guy? So I've got his number, I've got his contact. There are certain regulations, though, looking into it, as far as meters go on a system. They do not allow a system to be restricted with a meter, basically.
The fire?
Yes, the suppression system. So There are some rules from the state that we will, if we adopt a policy, we're going to have to sort through from the state level side. But
well, don't they have the flag thing, that if it's been used?
And that's something that I think would be appropriate, but as far as an actual meter, and I know you mentioned the flag thing, I think that's a great option. But it would be nice to find a municipality that's already got something in place. But Roosevelt, we do basically, it has to be engineered, it has to have fire protection per code, basically. And I don't imagine the county would be any different. So we're regulated by the fire code.
Well, then just require mainline have a meter on both sides of the T.
Right. There you go. But it's something that I can dig into.
Stop that.
Could all the meters that we use in irrigation, would they meter that?
They could, as far as a smooth bore meter, one of those mag meters, because they're unrestricted. I think that would be sufficient. It's basically something that would obstruct the flow in the event that it had to open up.
Well, then there's a question, 8-inch really?
But So, for example, the hospital, usually what they do, the hospital comes in with a 6-inch riser and then goes to a 4-inch through the building.
Yeah.
And then see this in construction. The library is a 4-inch and goes to a 2-inch. Or 3, sorry, to the building. So an 8-inch is just ridiculous. I don't know if it's an engineering firm of some or somebody's recommendation, and it's just, it's way over.
Well, my concern is that's a big volume that could cause a big problem with our system. If rough, that
but
open in.
Realistically, they have to have a ton of heads open up to use that volume. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if there's a zoning break or something, would be.
But they're not going to run 8-inch through the whole building. There's
no, they're not. But when we were skeptical of that from the first day, geez, a 4-inch would be more than enough.
Well, that'll be good that you got a contact.
Yeah, let me get that contact. I've got it in my office. I was going to bring it today, and I just ran out of steam. So.
Okay, on this rules and regulations review, sounds like you never had a chance to go over those things that we gave you, but if you could remember to bring those books back, we've added other stuff. I want you guys to have all of the information, like our conservation plan, there are like 4 or 5 other things that, just so that every board member has everything we've got, and we also want to put most of the public stuff on the website too, so we can
look at the rates in there.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And I think I've got that in there on my copy. I just would add everything I could think of. And so if you bring those books back and just leave them with me, then we'll bring them up to date with everything else I've got. And then if you ever have a question, you can just go to that tab and look up and see what the policy is or what the...
I'm pretty sure I laid mine back in the truck the other night. But I won't swear to you at this point.
Anyway, so there's a bunch of that.
Did you read that? Oh. I was going to give you a brownie card, gold sticker, man.
What did
you read that?
We added, we got the new water rates in there, don't we? Anyway, there's a bunch more stuff that I've added. And would you rather have it, just read it off the website, or would you rather have the book?
I like the book.
Me too.
Okay.
That way I can highlight anything I need to. I like it better that way.
Oh,
okay. If I try to online, I'd probably use it to put me to sleep at night. So I never get through it.
Okay. And the meters installed by the contractor. We talked about that last time, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
So... what are we doing? So the treatment plant today, we were shut down from the treatment plant, so we had to shut down all our fracks today because they were doing the final major connection. It took them 10 hours to do. So we had to shut down all of our flows, but our tanks, I mean, we were taking out of their operational tanks. They have like 2 or 3 million gallons up there. So we were slowly taking out. We actually shut off our aqueduct, and we're only getting 200 gallons a minute out of Victory. And another 300 over at Ioka off of Victory, so we're getting a total of 500 gallons a minute. But our tanks only went down 2 feet in the whole time. And so they finished it, and we're allowed to turn back on. I think Jim may have been doing that tonight. I'm not sure. He was going to go turn on the fracks. But if not, we'll do it in the morning. But it should, the plant, new process, the plant should be up and running by the 20th is what I'm hearing. So it'll take out all the algae, take out all the organics. The chlorine should last longer.
So the water's going to taste different, I imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine it's going to be a little bit different because they've added processes in there, and they're putting different chemicals in it to make it work, so it's going to taste. I don't know.
Hopefully it brings the scaling out of it.
Do you have a lot of scaling?
My pressure, I was going to bring that up, my pressure too is funky at times. It was down for a little while, it was down quite low, and then, anyway. We're most of the time we're lower than we've been for a while, or we've been low consistently the last few months.
So you're fed from two different PRVs that are supposed to be balanced. From the one right below the Pleasant Valley tank, and then there's one over on the Highway 33. And those two come together. A 4-inch line goes along 9100 South, and an 8-inch, it reduces down, part way down the road, but it's coming down 4500 West.
Well, just think about it if you're out there.
And let's see, anything else going on, Karen? We've been doing a lot of maintenance on PRVs and valves, cleaning them out with the hydrovac. We had a break over on 7000 West, where that pipeline goes from 8000 West to 7000 West, and out in the middle of nowhere out there. We had to go fix that. That took a couple of days to get it. It took us a while to find it because it's not on a road. Nobody was out of water. Clyde just said that his pressure went down. He's the one that told us that there was probably a break. His pressure dropped 3 or 4 pounds. And so we started looking and looking and looking, and it took us from 8 in the morning until we found it like at 2 in the afternoon. So I'll show you where that is if I can find it. This line right here. So here's Ioka Lane. And it goes down 8000 West, about a half mile. Then it goes cross country here, and then up here, and here. And it broke about right here.
That way you did it?
So the reason we think it broke was, is they put a...
just south of there.
They put a new gas line, or a water line or something, that came along here, went parallel to it, and then crossed it. But they built an access road all the way from 7000 down here, and then up to the canal. And they raised it with cobble rock about 2 feet. And our pipeline is right underneath that road that they put in. So whether it was the vibrations for that heavy equipment going over there, I don't know.
Was it for location or something? Is that too?
No, they put in a pipeline that came across here, and then it went here, and then it went clear up. It went to that compressor station, clear up over on Dallas's property.
Isn't that John's place right there?
No, he's on 6000. He's on 6000.
Oh, okay.
It's Marin.
Yeah, it's Marin.
Okay, I'm with you. I thought we were further east.
I did too.
So you can. But basically, they built this road up so they could get equipment in this whole thing here, and it comes down here, and it extended clear out here to this canal. But it's right on top of our water line. So that's my guess, but anyway.
So who did that line? Who put in that line?
It's an old line. It's an existing line, right?
Our water line. Yeah, it's an existing line. one, but the new line they put in, I can't remember, was it XCL? Because Kinder Morgan was putting in, it goes into the Kinder Morgan collector, though, doesn't it?
If it goes over by Dallas, that's their system. That compressor there is theirs.
Yeah, so it's probably just XL's line, XCL's line over to that compressor.
It's probably Kinder, actually. Kinder's line.
Is it?
Kinder does the midstream. It's more likely Kinder's. I don't know. It could be XCL's, but it may be Kinder's. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Very good. Let's go to item number 5, utility financial assistant conversation.
Do you want me to report on that?
Yeah, you report on it here a little more than I am.
So I had a customer contact me through social media on some program that UBAC was offering for delinquent people, basically on their delinquent bills or their water has been shut off. And I was wondering why we hadn't been providing the service. So I did a little bit of research. I called Kevin Yak with UBAC and got a little more information. It's basically with the ARP, It's not ARP, it's ARP. It's the Relief Act that they've come up with in 2020 to help people through financial assistance programs. So this is originally for a heating program UBAC offered, but now they've extended to the water services. It's only good through September of 2023. It's basically an application that we have to fill out and sign up for. The payment comes through UBAC, and I'm not sure how it all is set up. I spoke with one of the representatives yesterday. She basically said, Roosevelt City signed up for it. A lot of the utility companies are signed up for it. I do have an email. Did you have a chance to look at any of that?
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading through it today. Actually, I didn't have a chance yesterday. But it's once it's set up, I don't know how complicated as far as us submitting. We basically have to submit the bill. We can either set it up as a direct deposit to us or a check. So there'll be a little bit of legwork on our end. I don't know how much that'll entail, but basically it could help the customers that are struggling or delinquent or of whatever nature. So it's not going to be long lasting. I don't know if it'll be renewed. It'll be about a year left on it. So if it's something we want to entertain, I know this gentleman that reached out to me. He was pretty adamant that we ought to sign up for it, but you know, how many customers could benefit from this for Johnson Water? They want the word to get out. They want to spend the money. According to their flyer, they want to spend this money, and this is the way that they felt the need. So,
what if new failed? Or
invented one? Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know how far that'll reach out. I assume they'll extend it. I'm sure. But I do forward this over to you, Karen or Dixon, but I can. It's something that we could all look at. Maybe I don't think we need to make a decision tonight. It's just something that is out there for help for our customers. So
I think we're gonna have more services along that line coming down the pike. Not necessarily financial assistance as far as income issues, but more of incentives. I think we may see some incentives that they may ask the districts to help with. So it would be good to kind of start to understand some of the processes, get familiar with some of that. Because I do see that with the drought, the state getting some of the studies done, some conservation efforts going in, there's word that the districts could be a part of that incentives programs and stuff that's coming out. And so you might have customers asking for something, however, to run through that stuff.
Right. I did talk with the gal, Lori was her name, Lori Page. Must be from their Salt Lake branch. I'm not exactly sure. But she basically explained how this works. They've got a memorandum of understanding that we have to sign. It's kind of a lengthy contract. But basically, it's just you sign it or you don't, you know, basically. So as far as management goes, though, that's what I would like to find out a little bit more of what it's going to entail and how in-depth do we, you know, they have a portal of some sort that we just log into and basically make the transactions on.
So, Mike, I'm kind of curious of why they even involve us. If somebody is having trouble paying their bill, why don't they go directly to UBAG and take their bill there and let them work through it? Because it's not fair if one utility does it and another utility doesn't do it. It should be on an individual basis. If somebody has a need, they should go to UBAG and let UBAG just send their bill in.
I think they're more letting us police the police it, I think, is basically what their intent is reading through this. But.
So it would be, so they wouldn't qualify the individual, they would require us to qualify the individual?
Well, as far as, no, they have to qualify through them.
Okay.
We have to sign up the program, they have to qualify through them, and then, so yeah, I guess that wouldn't be us.
So would we take a discount because we're signed up, discounting what we take as payment, or something like that? Why? I just have a hard time seeing why we have to sign up.
Well, we have to register with them in order for
they
to get payment.
They want it to go through us, but I don't know why UBAG can't just reimburse them if they fail. But I don't know, maybe they just want to make sure it's a legitimate bill.
It's just the way they set up their government program. It's
The
red tape. But. So yeah, not necessarily.
But that's what I guess that was the same thing. It seems like when I hear the language about stuff, you start hearing districts come up in a conversation about working with districts to do this or do that. I think they're trying to involve districts more into doing these things.
Yeah.
That's why I brought that point up, because I think incentives is going to be something that may come across to me come in here and saying, hey, you know, they're offering this to replace my lawn, and blah, 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 and I need some information.
Yeah. I was going to sit down with the people at Roosevelt that deal with this and just get a little more in-depth with them, but I just ran out of time today, so... Basically, it's just information for now. It's something that we probably...
There's that one day.
I know. Right. But I just forwarded that to you, Karen, to the Johnson email, so maybe it's something
we can... Well, I think we ought to look at it. I mean, it would be...
Well,
if other people are doing it, we might have angry people. And
he was angry with me.
So we already have angry.
The thing of it is, I guess, is how much time are we spending... going out and shutting people off constantly, and you know the same ones. It's probably the same exact ones. So that takes a lot of time, I'm sure. It's something to look into.
Well, shutting people off is such a horrible process to have to go through. I mean, it's probably the least fun thing here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So if you can alleviate that, then maybe worth it.
It may take a little bit. Yeah,
if I had to go turn the key, it'd be me. I'd hate that. Would be one of the worst things to do, is to shut somebody out. Especially if it's due to financial strain.
Right.
Not
especially when they pull a gun on you.
Yeah.
You said it's a short term.
Did you get a gun pulled on you?
They've got funding through September of 2020.
Where?
I assume it's a popular enough program now refunded.
There's like farming out there.
It's getting home
and offer it to the street.
But for the short term, it'll help. So, something to kick around. Like, I think we ought to look at it. Anyway, that's all I've got on that.
Okay.
We can pump that next month, I guess.
Well, I think we'll need some homework there. Karen, will you sniff around that?
Well,
if you find out from Roosevelt,
I'll communicate with
you. If there's funds available, there's, you know, with all this inflation going on, there's going to be people hurting that may need it. So.
Yep. I just don't want it to be administratively taxing
us. Right, if it's a Medicare system where we'll give you $20.
I doubt it is, or Roosevelt probably would have never signed up for it, but I want to talk with some people in Roosevelt there to do it.
I think the intent is to move forward with it unless there's a surprise obstacle that makes no sense to us. Property update, did we get the check after finally getting all everything signed?
I think you dropped the check off.
I just got it signed in the last week.
Yeah.
There was some missing stuff again, so.
They ran it through planning zoning tonight.
How'd that go?
Good. There's some question, I guess, on what they want to, just on the zoning of what they want to do. Keep some of it agriculture or not, but they passed it through zoning, so it will be to council next.
When's that?
Third week of September. But as far as the approval goes...
Third Tuesday,
yeah. So a couple more weeks. So, what do you want to do about the deposit? I asked him tonight, I said, did you get your paperwork turned in or to Karen at least? And he said, yeah. I said, well, did you get a check? He's like, well, no, I've just figured if we can get this thing done, we can just write the check out for the whole thing. I said, well, I think
that's not what the part of the agreement
was supposed to be a deposit.
Yep.
So I can burn off that if you guys would like.
So might as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Just keep it.
Because you know what?
I agree. It needs to be done. So I just agree with that.
Other than that, is there any other old business or?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Anything else any of the board members want to bring up to the next meeting? We need to make sure that the board understands that if there's items they need to discuss, that we need to get them on the agenda. Or
just this financial assistance, I guess, just so we kind of keep up on that, I guess.
The utility one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to go forward like our intent is to do it. We just need to, if there's any surprises that's unreasonable, let's talk about it. But if it's fairly simple, let's move forward with it.
Is that
through you, Bag? Yeah. Is that what you were saying to Karen to follow up on that?
Yeah, let's look into what the intent to do it. Anybody have a problem with that?
Does that work for you?
That's an email I sent to you, Karen. And maybe you could. I don't have all of your emails, but maybe you can just shoot it out to everybody so they have the register. But Lori Page is the contact that's on the email. So, and
she's out of the spotlight.
Yes, Kevin got me in touch with her. She called right away. She's really helpful, very, very helpful. So any questions at all, she's going to be very
good.
Helpful. So.
Yeah, I think wouldn't that be the consensus? Yeah. Let's move forward unless there's a big surprise. Okay. But if it's just kind of run through the traps, get it done, then let's just get it done.
Okay.
Any other business, old business? Here none, I'll take the entertaining motion.
I'll move.
Crew move to adjourn?
Yes. Did you have something?
Yeah.
Oh, you had something?
I won't be here next meeting.
Oh.
What is the next meeting? Should we look at that since that become, we ought to look at that anyway.
I'm good after.
October 13th. I won't be here. Peter City.
That was conducted by a Zoom?
Yeah. Policy, we can.
If I'm not in Peter City, I'll be on a deer hunt.
What? You got a tag?
My wife did.
Oh, perfect.
I've got to somehow get out of work that day.
That's
fall break. So I can go deer hunting. I'll be in Cedar City until I go.
Well, the 13th is fall break.
That is EVA.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, you're
in. I probably won't be either. If that's fall break. When is fall break now? What date?
13, 14, yeah.
Okay. So...
just cancel it. My wife says we got plans.
My wife told me the other day that we need to, so what well, day would work then?
I mean, I'm in Cedar City that whole week. When I get home, I'm in camping, so.
So do we want to move it to the first week of October?
So the 6th or 5th?
Yeah, the 6th would be fine. Or the 5th? No.
Wednesday night, Thursday night.
I'll have planning zoning again on the 5th, but I can't make it. It's just that maybe a little late, so.
Well, I think the Thursday night on the 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, 6th.
Paul, Dean, Karen, Dixon.
Should be good for me.
Okay.
That's Thursday.
Morning, I'm okay.
Thursday the 6th.
Right. Paul, you good?
Roll your feet.
What?
You good? 6th?
Okay.
Just let it be known. We're meeting on the 6th. We're already adjourned, right?
I don't know. It's been moved by Drew to your own turn.
I got a little hang, I gotta go take care of.
Oh. Has it been warm enough?
I gotta go take care of. It's been wet. When the sun goes down, it is almost wet. It's the craziest crop I've ever seen in my life. I've been down for 7 days and I'm still wet. Most down.
Yeah. With the breeze and the heat.
I have a little ground moisture though. We turn the sprinklers off 6 days before we cut it. But it's just our hours are so short all the day though. It's getting hot, but it's not. It's just different.
Yeah, that's true. I forget about that.
So I went up to one night to bail and it got wet.
Right away.
In about an hour and a half. The next night I went up and I thought, well, there's the lightning. That's the cloud. So I tried to bail it dry.
Yeah.
And then it was the worst day I've ever bailed. This has been the whole story of my son. It's been terrible.
Who is Jeremy?
Did you ever keep that book in?
Yeah. 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 What do you want to read to it?
I know exactly where mine's at.